This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk floating bus stops. No, not the future of technology and public transport in this case, but bus stops which can be dangerous to blind and partially sighted people. But how so? Well, we're about to find out, as I am joined by Regional Campaigns Officer for the Northwest of England, Terry Ballon, who can talk to us about floating bus stops and some of the work that's been done about them in the Greater Manchester area. Terry, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Let's find out what floating bus stops are. What are they and how come they are dangerous for blind and partially sighted people?
So floating bus stops, sometimes known as bus stop bypasses, are where the cycle lane, which has been coming along the highway, comes off and around behind the bus stop and then rejoins the highway, having done a semicircle type action around the back of the bus stop. These are dangerous for blind and partially sighted people insofar as if you cannot hear the cyclist coming, then it is very difficult to judge when it is safe to cross. However, there are also designs which are called bus stop borders. These are where the cycle lane continues running parallel to the highway, but is between the bus stop access and the highway, meaning that passengers have to cross the live cycle lane to board or disembark the bus. This potentially means that bus borders are probably more dangerous to passengers, blind and partially sighted people, because it relies on cyclists stopping for them.
I've heard there is technology that Transport for Greater Manchester and the Manchester City Council are working on to help blind and partially sighted people, at least with parts of this particular issue. So could you tell us a little bit more about this?
TFGM, now known as the B Network, are working closely with the company and Manchester City Council on a trial. And myself and other representatives from organisations across Greater Manchester took part in a trial of this device early last year. And the device works very similarly to the way a controlled crossing would work, in that they are using technology that senses the approach of objects. And it's the technology that's been used for quite some time to do number counts of vehicles passing through certain areas, etc. So after programming the system to recognise all different types, shapes and sizes of cycles, the device identifies when those cycles, vehicles are approaching. So as a pedestrian, you would go up to the device and you would press it, and then it will invite you to cross when it identifies that there are no approaching cycles. And it works in a similar principle to a controlled crossing, but in a different way. And the initial design that people were trialing was very similar to a controlled crossing, but the Department for Transport wanted something different to avoid the confusion, because there was a risk that people might presume it was a controlled crossing area. So there's work going on to make the device work in a similar way to a controlled crossing, but is very, very distinct in design from a controlled crossing. So the B Network absolutely recognise that this doesn't address the wider areas, and they have said that whilst they are aware of the wider issues being discussed around bus stop bypasses, and this trial won't address these, they are also not ignoring them. and they say that the technology is seeking to enable pedestrians with visual impairments to cross cycle lanes safely.
For blind and partially sighted people who are living in Manchester, you know, is there a particular location where they will look to install the first of these devices?
Yes, so once all the legal processes, etc., have been approved, they are looking to install it near the hospital, so Manchester Royal Infirmary on Oxford Road, where the Manchester City Council's sensory support team and Manchester Deaf Centre are also based, because that is such a busy bus corridor as well, with students on the universities.
Has there been any additional work done on the wider issue of floating bus stops?
So there's no work undergoing at the moment. However, we are awaiting the publication of Living Streets report on floating bus stops. Once that comes out, we'll obviously look at the results of that research and take it from there.
If blind and partially sighted people would like to get involved with the work you are doing around floating bus stops or around anything else you do, how can they go about it?
So they can either contact our central campaigns team by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk, but they can also contact their regional campaigns officer, and that again can be found via our website, or they can certainly give our helpline a call, 0303 123 9999, and our advisors would be able to tell them who the regional campaigns officer is and get them to get in contact with them.
That is excellent. Well, Terry Ballon, Regional Campaigns Officer for the Northwest of England from the RNIB, thank you very much for coming on to talk floating bus stops with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.